practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
It must be 5 o'clock on Monday in Cleveland because we are on the air, the issues, the people, and the community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips. I have the privilege to be the pastor of Sure House Baptist Church. Best place to be in Cleveland, Ohio on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., 11318 Miles Avenue. And also have the privilege to serve as the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. And I have with me today our co-host from the most, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. I'm looking for my side man, Brother Larry Hagler. He must be on his way. We really appreciate you all listening and being in tune. Dr. Jarvis, I just got back from Toledo, literally just got back from Toledo. So we are in the process of setting up a Cleveland Clergy Coalition in Toledo. It's going to be the Toledo
Clergy Coalition.
Absolutely,
oh
yes. Met with some pastors there. There we had a good time, good lunch with Pastor Cedric Brock, one of the pastors of Mount Nemo Baptist Church there in Toledo. And so some exciting things are happening. Pastor Ville preached last week about enlarging our territory, and that's exactly what we're doing. We are enlarging our territory with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition work. And we thank God for being here, but so fresh off of the freeway, and we have a special guest with us today, someone who visited our congregation on yesterday, and so she will be able to share some very pertinent and relevant information that we have right now, and we need to share with our community. If you ever been wondering about who are those folks who are on those corners and with those free cell phones, well, we have the Lady of Power who organizes all of that all across the state of Ohio. We're not talking about someone who works for the company, but someone who directs on it, and that is her sole responsibility to go to urban centers and get people signed up to get a free cell phone. Boy, I wish my cell phone bill was free, Dr. Jarvis. I'm telling you, if I could qualify for a free cell phone, it would really help my budget in a big way. That's one of my largest bills. I had it right to Laini. Did I get it? Laini?
Yes,
Laini
did,
Woods.
Pastor.
Thank you. Laini Woods is here with us today. And Ms. Woods visited our church yesterday and got the chance to know her, and I said, wow, we need to have you on the radio broadcast to share information, because many times That's what this program is all about, right, Dr. Jarvis?
Yes.
Us getting information to our people. There's so many good things, so many resources that are out there that our folks just don't know about. So when we have a person of your magnitude and your status that we run into, I said, we need to share that with our community, because you would be surprised how many people don't know what's available for them and how to access those things. So thank God they chose an excellent person to run this program. And Laini Woods, who's here today, and I've been practicing. See, that's what I do. I practice.
Thank you.
So, but thank you for being with us today. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, good evening, everyone. How are you this evening?
All right. Now, you're going to have to speak real like you're kissing that microphone.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Can you guys hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay.
It's real tough. Our producer, Leo, will tell us, because we're kind of working without the cockpit today. But I would tell you, Laini, it's great to have you here. And now tell us the name of the company.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. We're Assurance Wireless. That's the name of our company.
Assurance Wireless.
Yes.
All right. And tell me what Assurance Wireless does.
We as Assurance Wireless, what we do is we give away free cell phones in the community for anyone who participates in a government program, such as food stamps, Medicaid, SSI, HEAP, PIP, or low-income housing.
Wow.
If you participate in any of those programs, you're eligible for a free cell phone. It's a smartphone, a 5-inch Android phone.
Now, how long have they been in business?
Assurance Wireless has been in business maybe about 15 years now.
Have they been providing free cell phones all that time?
Yes, they have.
Well, I will tell you, I wish I was a person who could have been listening to a broadcast like this 15 years ago when I qualified for all of those, or if some of those programs that you said. PIP is when you need help with to get your gas paid. I always was a PIP customer, and I will tell you, it is so important. I didn't know that that was even available. And what is the reason why you all provide free cell phones?
Well, we provide free cell phones because what we've learned is most people cannot afford a phone. And in today's time, everyone is in need of a phone. Anything can happen.
Right.
So the government felt like everyone should be entitled to a phone.
Now, you said you all have been here for 15 minutes, right?
15 years.
I'm sorry, 15 years. So does that mean this is before Obama?
It is.
That was my question.
Right?
And you know what? It's so funny because people call them Obama phones.
Right.
And we have no idea where that name came. This is actually.
Oh, I can tell you where it named. You want me to tell you?
Sure.
Well, you know, in the African-American community, when you get a free phone and you got a black president, you automatically say, the black president must be giving me a free phone. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Give me one of them Obama phones. Because we know a white president wouldn't do that.
Well,
I'm just telling you that's where it came from.
Okay.
You don't have to agree, but that's
at like the conventions that we have every year and corporate, we always laugh and say, why do they call them Obama phones?
Well, if you all would give me a retainer, I'd be more than happy to come and explain what it means to be an African American in America these days. No, I'm kidding. But that is, I'm telling you, that is the reason. Wouldn't you agree with that,
yes,
Dr. Jarvis?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was because of President Obama.
Yeah, most people in our community, and we call them Obama phones, but still people don't really know how to access those phones, and it's really important. I was just thinking, Dr. Jarvis, I couldn't imagine not having a cell phone.
Well, me either, but I have to share with you my experience of using a Obama phone. I used to do a lot of traveling, and I was up in Massachusetts. Didn't know what time it was. It was dark at 3:00. So I called my granddaughter. I said, Raven, what time is it? She said, Grandma, you need an Obama phone. And I thank God, she says, by the time you come back home, you'll have one. So I ran around with an Obama phone and my regular phone from another carrier, and it works everywhere.
It does.
Oh,
it does.
You was like 2 Chainz. You had 2 phones.
I had two phones.
One phone. I don't want to say the rest.
The one I was paying all this money for wouldn't work everywhere, but that phone worked everywhere.
Awesome.
That is something.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what a testimony.
I love it. And you know, I've been doing this now for 10 years, and we've given away over 500,000 government phones.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of phones.
I'm so proud of that.
That is. Yes. That is something you ought to be proud of.
Between me and my team, yes.
No, that's very proud that you're doing. you're doing God's work in doing that and providing, especially to folks who can't afford. That phone bill can be very expensive, mm-hmm. and, you know, and to have a smartphone, that means you can get on access the Internet on the phone, right?
Absolutely.
And that's very important. So because many people, and a lot of folks don't know, well, Dr. Jarvis and I know this, but many people in our community aren't even on the Internet. They're not even on, oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of folks who don't know nothing about Twitter, nothing about going
to.
Wait
a minute, I don't know about Twitter now.
Well, all that Internet stuff, I mean, they hear it because
Facebook,
they may hear about the president tweeting, but they don't. I mean, there's a lot of folks that we are not, who are in our community, but if you have a phone, that forces you, that gives you the ability to do that, and you know, we have to have a phone today, and it's good to know that even if I can't afford that in my regular budget, that's a particular need that I can have because I need to be able to call 911. I need to call my children. I need to be accessed for just for a plethora of reasons why people need a free phone. And so if you, before we get to that, now, what are the qualifiers? We know about the pros. That means there's a certain amount of income that you are only able to make, right?
And sure. You can also be income eligible depending on your family size. If you're a family size of one, your income can exceed $12,187.
Would you repeat
for the
that?
Month?
For the year.
$12,000 for the year?
$187.
I don't know how anybody could live with $12,000
a
year.
You'll be surprised. People on a fixed income, they live on less than that.
That's less than $1,000 a month.
That's why this program is so important.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I hate to tell everyone, but this is a Republican program.
Really?
Why do you have to hate to tell anybody
that's okay.
that?
Because they call them Obama phones, and when I break the news to everyone, they're like,
So President Bush started this?
The father Bush, yes. Really?
Well, that even makes more sense.
The father.
Yeah.
And it started off as your home phone. They put Lifeline on people's home phone because they couldn't afford a home phone. So what they did was they gave them a discounted home phone.
Okay.
Instead of $50 or $60 a month, whatever the home phones were back then, you could get a home phone for like $10 or $15.
Oh, really? Mm.
Yeah, you know, it was so long since I had a home phone. I don't even remember.
But that makes mine was never $10.
But Dr. Jarvis, now that's right. Me too.
Never.
But that's what's important to know. The history of Lifeline predates cell phones. Period. So the government is what you're explaining to our audience and us today. You're educating us. The government has always been pro getting people the access to communicating.
Yes.
That's very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's almost to get that. And that's now that doesn't surprise me about the first President Bush. What's his middle initial? I forgot. But I will tell you, I should remember because I voted for him. Absolutely. When he ran against Dukakis, I absolutely voted for George Bush, the father. I always thought he was the smartest guy. Thank you. What a producer.
Yes.
Man, Leo's on it. Thank you, Leo. George H. Bush, because I always thought he was really the brains behind Reagan. Mm-hmm. And
really?
Yes, as his vice president. Listen, I was there because I've always... Is it time to break? You got to count me down without the headphones. We appreciate that. Because if you remember, when Reagan became the nominee for the Republicans that year, he was running against George H. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans that we're accustomed to said, if we're going to come together with Mr. Reagan, let's bring the party together. And they brought those two candidates together.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And Republicans have been doing that kind of smart stuff ever since then, by the way. And it's time for us to break. So we've got to wrap it up. The music is playing, even though we can't hear it in our ears like we usually do. We have Lyena Woods on the air live in person telling us how the history of the Obama phone. It is not Obama phone. It's a Bush phone. But that's just great news to know. And we're going to be right back with you. You can give us a call, 216-578-1490. 216-578-1490. You'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
T90 WERE traffic. Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you're in Geauga, on Highway 87, there's been an accident reported between Highway 306 and Highway 12. And if you're in Macedonia going southbound 271, there is a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane before you get to 82. And Summit, if you're going southbound Route 8, expect heavy traffic delays between Perkins Street and Central Interchange. And if you're going westbound 480, there's more heavy traffic between West 150th Street and 237. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewsTalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at NewsTalk1490 and on Twitter at NewsTalk1490. Rollins Towing Service here in East Cleveland reminds all motorists every 6 days a tow truck driver is killed while helping stranded motorists on the road. While driving, avoid distractions like texting. Keep a lookout for tow truck drivers. They are our first responders on the road. So drivers, slow down and move over. It's the law and you may just save someone's life. That's from Terrence at Rollins Towing Service. For all your recovery needs, give the caring professionals a call at Rollins Towing Service, 216-322-1184.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Join us Sunday, September 1st in Canton at the Tom Benson Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic featuring Alabama A&M versus Morehouse College. The game kicks off at 3:30 p.m., but come out before the game starts for a pregame Hall of Fame tailgate party with entertainment until 3 p.m., including performances by both schools' bands. Stick around after the game for a live performance by Morris Day and the Tide. Tickets on sale now. Visit NewsTalkCleveland.com for more details.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl
Okay, we're back from our first break. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. Let me remind everyone, the coalition is an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy groups here in this in Greater Cleveland, from the United Pastors Mission under the direction of Bishop Larry Macon, to the Baptist Ministers Conference by President Leonard T. King, who I'll be preaching for this coming Sunday, and the Baptist Pastors Council under the leadership of Pastor Gator, East Cleveland Concerned Pastors, which is under the leadership of Pastor Anthony Smalls, Cleveland Clergy Alliance under the leadership of Pastor Lorenzo Norris, and any other, all the AME church, any other clergy group, if you're out there, we all are unified, and we thank God the kingdom of God is right now in the African-American community is one of the strongest, tightest, organized groups among the African-American community right now, and we appreciate how the pastors have come together in unity and love to say, if we're going to change our communities, we got to do it together. And that's what's really happening. And we really appreciate what the Lord is doing with us. And Dr. Jarvis is here as our co-host today. I don't know where my side man is. Say hello to everyone, Dr. Jarvis.
Hello, everyone out there.
And we have been getting a complaint, Laina, about have too much testosterone, too many males on our program. So we wanted to make sure. And they were right. I mean, it was a legitimate concern. Generally speaking, we had a lot of African-American male preachers, and we needed to do that because we can't leave out our sisters. We cannot do this struggle without the sisters. And sometimes we don't hear that enough, and there certainly is a truth behind that. There are, you know, I agree with Joyce Beatty, who's been fighting for the Harriet Tubman $20 bill. Have you guys been watching that? Mm-hmm. And Joyce Beatty from out of Cincinnati. Is that right? She's Cincinnati, right? Out of the congresswoman from there. I met her through our congresswoman, Congressman Fudge. She's a terrific lady, and she's been fighting the Treasury Department about making sure we get a sister on the bill. And I think that is so important because we always are highlighting the men, the African-American men who have fought through our struggle, and we also need to always highlight our females as well. It's very important that we do that. So I'm glad to share this moment and stage with you, Dr. Jarvis.
And well, I am so glad and very honored because you could have asked anybody else in the greater Cleveland area and beyond, but you asked me.
Oh,
and
no.
And I hope that I'm still a friend and maintain being a friend of the pastors.
Well, as long as you're with me, you always with the friends of the pastors.
All right.
We are pastors. We are very extremely pastors. I tell pastors, Dr. Jarvis, that they're my boss, and I really try to serve in that capacity because without our leaders, we really can't do anything. So I really appreciate our local pastors who are coming together. Our leadership of Bishop Macon is amazing. Pastor King, that's always very cooperative. Pastor Gator. So we got to have our pastors engaged on a regular basis, and we really appreciate all of the work that they do. Today, I know all of our pastors would be very happy to know that we have Laina Woods from Assurance Wireless, the folks with the Obama phone. And boy, didn't we, if you didn't get anything today, to just find out that George H. Bush, President George H. Bush, was a person who initiated this, and it wasn't with cell phones, but it was with house phones. That's enough for the price of the program, just enough for that history lesson to really understand why this is so important. And we need to make sure that, you know, I think we make sure we have cell phones, too, in our community, our young children, because that's a way to be, you know, keep us a winner. Many times if you have a school shooting or a school crisis and your kid doesn't have a phone, you can be able to get in touch with them. So that's really important. Is there a limit at how many phones can be given in a household, Laina?
It's one per adult. You have to be at least 18 years of age, and it's one per adult in each household. Mm. We do a lot of back-to-school programs for parents.
Okay.
So they can get a phone, and they can actually give it to their kids when they go back to school.
So one household per one phone per household?
One phone per person.
Per person.
Yes.
So if I have four people in the house, all four people can get a phone?
Yes, if they all participate in a government program.
Oh, you got to speak a little more in the mic.
Yes, if they all participate in a government program, all four individuals are eligible for a phone.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's very, very, very important to know. I think we've got a caller. Do we know? Okay. And we will take a caller if we... But I don't know. We got to be able to hear the caller, Leo.
Hello.
No, she said, he said, wait.
Okay.
All right.
Well, while we're waiting, you know, it's just really interesting about these phones because many of us heard that when President Obama leave office, that those phones are not going to work anymore. So that's really a misnomer, that right?
Yes.
Because they're everywhere. Because I've seen those tents, but I didn't know that's exactly what they were about.
I think many people, we got a caller, before we take this call, I think many people thought that when Obama left office, the phones was going to stop.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's what you're really trying to say, right?
Right.
All right, but let's take this call. Maybe let's clear that up. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Well, I just don't know. I'm just so proud and glad to hear.
And who are we talking? Who is this on the line, please?
Sister Jarvis, this is Judge Michael Nelson. How you both?
We're doing just fine, Judge. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Pastor Phillips, how are you, sir?
He just stepped away from the mic, but I'll say hello for him.
Okay, all right. So since your subject, that is interesting. But, you know, I have my concern is a little different. You know, we've all been watching and the news regarding the guy and his daughter who drowned trying to cross the border.
Oh, yes.
And that was a tragic situation, tragic. But we have a similar situation going on right here in Cleveland, our county jail. Yet we don't hear anybody yelling and screaming about the genocide, the unnecessary and preventable deaths that are occurring in our county jail. And I think that kind of tragedy is even worse because it's a situation that we have complete control over.
Well, those persons, family members who are the survivors, are they really advocating or making it known that their family member has gone through situations at the county jail? Have they come?
Well, there are lawsuits that have been filed, and the issue is that their story is over. The people who died, their story is over. The problem is that we have not, in our county, corrected the situation so that these unnecessary deaths and abuses don't continue. And that, I think, is the tragedy. That we have not taken steps necessary to stop this, either by, you know, right as of today, right now, this afternoon, the jail is overcrowded by at least 300 people. Right this afternoon.
Oh, that's right. Now, that's a good topic to talk about. Judge Nelson, this is Pastor Phillips. How are you doing, sir?
My pastor. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
We're doing fantastic. Let me ask you, we're going to let Lyena Woods go after this break. You want to stay and talk about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. We'll keep you on the air because I would like to talk about the jail clothes. That's a good subject to talk about. We got to give him time for that. We got the time for our break now. Lyena, let the people know how to get in touch with you.
Yes. If anyone needs a free cell phone, you can call me at 877-404-7344. Again, it's 877-404-7344. And I can have a representative either meet you at your home, or we have tents throughout the entire city. If you see a tent,
go ahead.
If you see a tent, you can go up to the tent and apply, and you'll receive the phone right on the spot.
Fantastic. I'll tell you, we have community days. We just did on last Tuesday. Next community day, can we have a tent come out?
Absolutely. Right. Yes, we would love to come. Yes.
All right. So next community day, y'all, we're going to have Lyena Woods be a part of what we're doing and have the cell phones out there because we give information to people. So we want you to be a part of this team. Is that all right?
Awesome. I would love it.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Lyena.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Appreciate you, and thank you for being at Sure House yesterday. Best place to be on Sunday morning, 9 a.m., 11318 Miles Avenue. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. We have Judge Michael Nelson, a deep, dear friend of ours who we totally support. And we love you, Judge Nelson. Getting ready to call you Dr. Nelson. Judge Nelson, you are a doctor too, by the way. He's going to be here on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about the conditions of the jail. You have been an advocate for that, and thank you for calling in. We want to talk to you about that, sir. God bless you. We'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
I can see your tears.
Your tears. I'll be
For years, North Coast Auto Mall has been providing financing to people with credit challenges. We are known for that, but we are so much more. We'd like to share some facts about North Coast Auto Mall with you. North Coast Auto Mall is Cleveland owned and operated for over 20 years.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall has over 2,000 vehicles available for sale.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall offers over 100 different models at every location.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall offers their vehicles for sale at 10% less than the market average.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall takes in trade-ins and offers service contracts on every single transaction.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall is consistently the highest volume independent dealer group in the state of Ohio, month over month, year over year.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall has the widest selection of inventory at the best prices in the market.
That's a fact.
Come see the facts for yourself and shop at North Coast Auto Mall near you to get the best price on the vehicle of your dreams. Three locations are called 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
Now, for example, amount finance equals 9,000 APR rate 24.9, 48 monthly payments of $297 and 1 cent upon approved credit.
In the aftermath of tragic attacks such as the one at Santa Fe High School in Texas, there is often an increase in hoax threats to schools and other public places. Whether false threats are made on social media, verbally or otherwise, criminals could be locked behind prison doors for up to 5 years. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch.
The Bureau and its law enforcement partners take each threat seriously. We investigate and fully analyze each threat to determine its credibility.
In addition to time behind bars and a fine, other consequences of this crime include
emotional distress to students, school personnel, and parents. False threats also drain taxpayer money and divert valuable law enforcement resources away from other critical responsibilities.
Making false threats is not a joke. Think before you post. Report threats and suspicious behavior to law enforcement, and in emergencies, dial 911. With FBI This Week, I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau.
Did you miss the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
I allowed Joshua to talk to strangers. I have. I mean, especially they look like Idris Elba.
Okay.
Okay. And he's single. I was like, give him mama's like phone Idris number. Elba. A matter of fact, if he's real young, give him your mama's credit score.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on News Talk Cleveland WERE and streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Make an emergency business plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
All right, we're back from our break with the issues of people in the community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips, the pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, located 11318 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We had an excellent worship service yesterday as we celebrated the Lord's Supper, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we do every first Sunday. And we had a great service yesterday. Our choir sang, God bless you all and all the folks who make Sure House work. And this show is sponsored by the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. Now I have to be the executive servant, really, executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is made up of all the African-American clergy groups, and one of our first persons that we supported as a coalition for judge last year. One, like most of our candidates do, Judge Michael Nelson, and he is on the phone. And Judge Nelson, let me just say this. Are you there, Judge?
I'm here. I'm here, Pastor.
I want to say this about you because I want people to know you're not fighting this fight about the jail because you're a judge. If you wasn't a judge, you would be saying the same exact thing that you're saying right now. And I want people to know that. And the good news is that you didn't stop being Mike Nelson, that we know and love, advocate for justice and equality and what's right in the world and what's best for us. You've been fighting that fight for at least the last 40 years that I'm aware of, and you're still fighting that same fight even though you have the robe on. And God bless you for not changing, Judge. I just want to say that to you, to your face, because I say it all the time out in the streets.
Thanks.
Okay, I really do. I said, no, listen, I don't know why y'all not surprised that Judge Nelson is on the forefront. He's been talking about this stuff for a long time, and we need your advocacy and your fight, brother, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I'm glad to be on with you and Sister Gwen. I've known Sister Gwen and you for about the same number of years.
Yes, sir.
Time.
Isn't it a joy how all this is working out? It's something, isn't it, Judge Nelson, that we are the folks that we used to look up to be. You know what I mean? It's really interesting how this is, the tables have turned, but we really appreciate you. And so tell us what's happening with the jail. Give us the update that us folks need to know. Give us the real deal.
Let me get a little background.
All right.
May of 2016, Attorney James Hardiman, myself, Judge Ron Adrian, who's retired now, and Ron Dunn, who is a professor at Cleveland State, went down to the Court of Common Pleas to talk to them about the need to adopt bail bond reform because our jail was overcrowded. And many of the people that were in there were people that had F4 and F5, low-level felonies.
Right.
At that point, we were told, well, we don't really need to make any changes to our bail bond system. Our situation is fine. Well, we knew that it wasn't, and there were many models around the country from D.C., Washington, D.C., Franklin County in this state, Hamilton County in this state, even conservative states like Indiana and Kentucky had moved to modify their bail bond system so that people that were not charged with nonviolent, that were charged with nonviolent offenses, rather, we could get out on personal bonds with court-supervised release.
Okay.
Well, and we also knew the jail was in terrible condition. Defense attorneys and detainees have been complaining about it for years, but those complaints were dismissed because people considered the detainees just be complaining for no reason. Well, we knew that wasn't true. So let's fast forward. In October of 2018, one of the things that I knew from my practice was that the jail was in terrible condition. People were getting sick. There wasn't adequate medical care. I had a young man whose jaw was broken. He couldn't get to the hospital. They wouldn't take him to the hospital. But finally, a judge ordered him to be sent to the hospital so they could deal with the infection. But the jail personnel said, okay, he's all right. He doesn't need to go. He just complained. But he had a broken jaw. Well, on one particular week, I happened to be assigned to the felony arraignment room.
Okay.
And on that day was the same day the Cleveland Municipal Court, which had been very actively modifying their bail bond, approach to bail bond, to make sure that people were getting more personal bonds or nonviolent offenses. Our pretrial services kicked in on that particular day. Ironically, on that day, it was publicly announced that the fourth inmate had died in 4 months in the jail. At that same time, our court's pretrial services kicked in. So all these three things, and they show you how good I work. I happened to be in the room. The pretrial service program began, and unfortunately, we experienced that fourth death. I announced right then that, okay, enough is enough.
I remember that.
We don't need to send any more nonviolent people to an overcrowded jail that's inadequately staffed, that doesn't have proper medical personnel on board, where people are sleeping on the floor, And there's no protection, not adequate protection for either the employees or the detainees.
Right.
So therefore, the best way for us to stop the impact overcrowding is don't send nobody else there unless they had a violent offense. So that was now what resulted from that.
But wait a minute, let me stop you and applaud you for that effort. You took that effort on your own initiative as a judge, and you have the authority to do that, right? I mean, I want everybody to understand that, but you had the authority to do that, and you did that because it's the right thing to do. The reason I wanted to let folks know that you have the authority to do that, because there are several judges in Cuyahoga County that have not done that. And for you to have taken that initiative, that lets us know what we always know. We can solve some of these problems very quickly. That's like an executive order kind of thing. And that's why it's so important to elect the right people. I cannot stress that enough. That's why we got to elect the right people. And that's exactly why we supported Judge Michael Nelson at the time. We knew he was the right person. And that's what we have to do. It's not about his party. It's not about his color. It's about his work and who he is. And that's exactly what we needed to have done, and it brings the attention. And let me say this, Sister Jarvis, my dear sister, and I really don't – I have no problem with what's happening nationally with the detainees and all of that. I really have no problem with that. But what I will say is I'm so glad Judge Nelson brought the history of that. We've been having detainee problems for years now.
Yes, that is so true.
We got problems right here in Cuyahoga County Jail. Mm-hmm. While we need to take care of the immigrants and all that, Brother Shivers, I think it's also even more important for the African-American community to let's remind folks that we are locking up people right down the street. You have to go to Texas and the border. Just go to the county jail right now, and those are horrible conditions, and somebody needs to highlight that. That doesn't take anything away from what's happening with the immigrants, but let's not forget we've got some American citizens who are having worse conditions under more horrible circumstances than some of those immigrant folks, and we need to highlight that, and Judge Nelson has been advocating for that for the last couple of years, even with bond reform, prior to even becoming Judge Nelson. So I applaud you for that, sir, and thank you for your leadership.
And also,
hold on, Judge.
And I look at you, too, as being a fearless leader. Even though we have to make sure we have the people in the right people in office, but we all, in certain positions, we also need to make sure that they are fearless leaders, because some people get in positions but your real cause is to be fearless.
That's right.
And I find you as being a very fearless person, and you have no problem being an advocate for something that you see and you know and you feel that is unfair to Black Lives Matter.
That's right. Judge Nelson, we have to take a break. Can you stay one more segment? I know they've got to talk one more time. Do you have time to do that?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, we're going to let you stay right there. We got a caller. You're wondering about the free cell phone business. Give us a call, 216-889-7844. That's my personal number. I will make sure you get every information you need that you can get you a free cell phone, because I'm going to try to find a way to get me one. No, I'm kidding. But listen, give us a call for the coalition. We're going to put that on our website and have that information for you. Give us a call, 216-889-7844, if you need that information about that free cell phone. We're going to come back on this radio broadcast, and we're going to get with our community news and kingdom information, and we got to do our Black History Moment, and then we'll go right back to Judge Nelson, because this is so important. And, man, thank you for your service, Judge. Appreciate you. We're on the other side of this break. This is Pastor Aaron Phillips. Gwen Jarvis is in the house. We will be here with you the last break, last segment. Give us a call, 216-578-1490. We'll be right here.
And now, a message from the American Migraine Foundation.
It's an absolute nightmare. I was terrified. It was like, your head's going to explode.
Migraine is a disabling disease.
Just all of a sudden couldn't see. Migraine has ruined my life. Absolutely terrifying.
There's pain that does not stop.
It's a
throbbing, pulsing, banging, hammering feeling in your head.
36 million Americans suffer.
I started getting migraines around 5 years old.
Just takes over everything.
I feel trapped by migraine.
It hurts like my head's gonna like fall off.
And the whole world around you stops.
My world has gotten small.
You feel like the world's closing in on you. There's nothing you can do.
I had spent a year housebound.
It's like you're trapped in your head. There's no escaping it. You can't leave your body.
Don't suffer alone. Make your move against migraine. Visit AmericanMigraineFoundation.org to find help, learn more, and get connected.
Today, as a nation, we find ourselves caught having to deal with the repercussions of a country that may have caused its own internal divisions.
The Founding Fathers believed that we receive and enjoy our rights as individual children of God and not as members of one race or another, and that that forms the basis of the American dream of freedom and justice. We must, as a nation, come together to solve our divisive issues of race as well as other social injustices.
Tune in Red, White, Black, Blue with Laverne and Jack every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM radio. A house divided cannot stand.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic report sponsored by Compassion International. If you're in Summit going westbound 7677, look out for an accident blocking the right lane before you get to East Ave. And if you're going southbound on the Jennings Freeway, there's another crash blocking the right berm at just before you get to 480. Now, if you're going southbound 77 in Richfield, there's been an accident reported at Wheatley Road. And if you're going southbound Route 8 in Summit, there's some heavy traffic delays between Seasons Road and Steele's Corners Road.
You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how.
I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay.
All right, we're back. We're going to go right to Judge Nelson. Just hold one moment. We're going to go right to our Black History Moment with Larry Hagler. And then we're going to go to the Community News and Kingdom Information with Attorney Stacy Polk. I want y'all to, you know, we only have about 10 minutes, y'all, so we've got to do this in short time. Go ahead, Larry.
Thank you, Pastor. We have Hiram Rhodes Rebel, born September 27, 1827 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. A minister who in 1870 became the first African-American U.S. Senator representing Mississippi. Served only 1 year, Pastor, because he left that position to become the first president of the oldest African-American historically black college, Alcorn State. We represent Hiram Rhodes Rebel today, Pastor.
Well, thank you for that, Brother Larry. Appreciate that. God bless your heart. All right. Come
all
on,
right.
Stacy. Attorney Stacy Paul.
Hello.
Give it to us.
You know, I love coming after these wonderful Black History moments that we have because it is always worthy of study and reflection. So thank you so very much. The spotlight is on our glorious town for the duration of Major League Baseball All-Star occasions, because as you know, second to none, our late great Larry Doby broke down the barriers, climbed the walls, scaled the walls, however you want to call it, was a history maker and very, very much a standard bearer of excellence in whom we are most proud. We also have the Home Run Derby going on this evening. Get downtown to the field if you can as well. The game itself is tomorrow. And then we also have on the Kingdom information side, we have our tribute to Reverend Dr. E. Theophilus Cavanaugh coming up on the 27th. Please prepare to be there at the Cleveland History Center at 3 p.m. in all your finery. The admission fee cannot compare to the experience, and we look forward to seeing and fellowshipping with everyone. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Polkner. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, and we'll adhere to all those announcements. And thank you, Brother Larry, for that Black History moment. Judge Nelson, you're right there. You're there. I want to finish our conversation about the jail condition. All right. Now tell us what we're short on time because we only do an hour during the summer. Tell us the highlights. What is being done? What can be done? And what should be done?
Well, right now the community should be outraged, and I share with you your concern about what's going on our southern border, but we have a disaster going on right here in Cuyahoga County that needs the same kind of attention from the online commentators, the Facebook commentators. They need to be raising holy hell about what's going on in that jail.
That's right.
From the time we started this process through today, it's been 1,100 days since we first started this conversation about jail and justice reform. And instead of it being resolved, the death toll is now 10 people.
It's up to 10?
Wow.
10 people.
No, okay, that means we had a few more new deaths. We had a couple.
In the last year.
Okay, wow.
10 people. So we have a condition here that needs everybody's attention. And there's some questions that you all should ask every candidate. I've sent them to you. They're on your cell phones. And at a future date, you need to talk about that to make sure that people are at least have a baseline for when they run for office, and you can raise those issues with them. But right now, we know there's federal investigations going on, state investigations going on, people are being fired. But the fact of the matter is the jail is still overcrowded.
Yes.
Today. And we still have inmate abuse as well as guards. You know, we had a situation where you had one woman trying to guard 140 people, could not even get a bathroom break.
Wow.
Because they wouldn't hire additional staff. One woman trying to guard 140, and it's not that it's a woman.
That's a lot of folks. But Judge, you know what we were talking with some folks about the jail condition. I think, I'm not sure if I got these numbers right, so correct me if I'm wrong. The jail was built for 1,700 people, and they have 2,100 folks in there. Is that right? Something like that?
That's right as of today, and they've had as many as 2,400 people.
But right.
It's 300 plus people over capacity right now.
Right. That's what I thought. I was right on those numbers. I'm pretty good about it. So I was just thinking, just that alone needs to just be addressed. Well, we're talking about overcrowding in detention centers, the overcrowding in the jails, which are a lot worse condition. And the jails are in worse condition than those detention centers. Trust me on that. I've been there. Ain't nothing that nobody told me, Brother Shiver. Mm-hmm. I have personal experience. And that jail has been that way, not for just a couple of years. It's been that way for a very, very long time. And Judge Nelson, I can say, I'm not sure as a judge if you can say this, but I know I certainly can say this. Most of the folks who are in the jail are African Americans. I would say an overwhelming majority. Now, I don't know how you can say that with the canons, but that is something that and he's exactly right, we as African Americans in our community, we need to be outraged because there are many people, and let's get this right because we're church folks and people don't understand, and Judge Nelson is from the church as well. He's a very committed member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We, as church folks, we believe in love and grace and mercy and loving kindness, but we also know there are some people who need to go to jail. There are some people who need to be in there. But by and large, there are a lot of folks who don't need to be there. Many of those folks who are in jail need to be in a mental health hospital.
Yes.
That's one of the problems that we have. And that's one of the things that needs to be addressed. Yeah. And there are some folks
and none of them deserve to die.
And nobody deserves to die. Now, I think I remember a quote from you said that sending someone to jail before they're convicted of a crime is still almost sending them to a death sentence. I remember you saying something to that. And then that is something we really have to. You know, I'm enraged by it, and I think we need to if once we inform our community about what's really happening out here in these jails and what's really going down, I think that will enlighten and enrage the rest of our folks and inspire folks in our community.
So that means we need to set up some focus groups.
That's right.
And some churches so that they can be aware,
be aware.
Become aware of the conditions of the jails.
That's
and then maybe can some of these families come forward who have family members in jail, can we have them to come forward so they can tell us what they know?
That's a good idea.
Perhaps they can be the lead advocates in taking care of the situation, because this is something that
affects us.
That's
probably a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That's probably a good idea.
Okay.
You probably need to touch base with the attorneys who are representing them.
Okay.
But Pastor, I'm so glad that you've turned the attention to this situation, and one of the things, next step is we got to meet with, you said something about an executive order. There are two people who can do something about this jail thing right now. That's the county executive and the administrative and presiding judges. You need to contact them and take your clergy coalition down and have a conversation. So we got to have immediate relief on this situation.
Thank you for that advice.
The pressure is just too high.
That's in the making because of my tea and honey. Amin Buddhist said that he will come and have a conversation on the radio. He said even if it takes more than one conversation, he's open to do that. So it's coming.
Know that. And he's been on our broadcast. We've met with him, but he's exactly right. The judge is right. This is not just the time to have meetings and conversation. We need some action. Judge Nelson is right. We need people to take some action just like he's taken. And you don't have to wait for an FBI investigation. You don't have to wait for some old evaluation and report to just know if you got 300 folks who are over capacity, that already tells you you got a problem.
Yes.
So let's solve that problem. We wouldn't allow there's a fire code and everything else. Why wouldn't there be a fire code? Why is a fire department, Judge, allowing for over 300 people to be in any public facility? Man, I could keep on talking, but the music is on. Judge, God bless your soul. We're going to organize and get this together. We're going to come together and make sure I'll let you know you have our support in what you're doing. Keep up the great, good fight, Judge Michael Nelson. We love you and we appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. Appreciate the opportunity to be on your program.
God bless your heart. All right, y'all. I know it's only an hour, but it's the summertime. I'm going to go out and enjoy this summer. What about you?
Of course.
All right, let's go enjoy some sunlight.
Okay.
God bless you, Cleveland. We love you. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. Make sure you get that free cell phone and be looking for the information as we fight this fight against the jails. Thank you for coming out. Community Day last week. Fantastic job. Thank you, Pastor Cedric Veal, Temple Baptist Church. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Al. Thank you, everybody. Love you. Appreciate you. Have a great week, Cleveland. God bless you.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.